The Israeli cabinet has approved a $90 million development program that would entail an increased security force and police presence in the mainly Palestinian-populated areas of Jerusalem al-Quds. The plan involves an increase in security forces on the ground and a greater number of security cameras around the old city of Jerusalem al-Quds. Although the Israelis claim that they will provide security for over 306,000 Palestinians living in the Jerusalem area, Palestinians claim that they are merely using this to legitimize a greater Jewish presence in the predominantly Palestinian areas.
Yesterday, the Israelis announced that they will give 295 million shekels to Judaize Silver neighborhood near Al-Aqsa Mosque and force them to accept the existence of Israelis in the area. I believe this is part of a process implemented by the Israelis to Judaize and divide Al-Aqsa Mosque. They're also using this time to prevent Palestinians from praying in the mosque.
Palestinians are now celebrating the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, Ramadan. They say that by enforcing strict security around Al-Aqsa during this month is a violation of the rights to pray for all Muslims in East Jerusalem al-Quds.
The Israelis have invested millions of shekels into simply Judaizing the old city. They claim this is for security reasons, but this is clearly targeting Muslims and Palestinians, and is an excuse for the Israelis to continue building and expanding illegal settlements in the area.
There are currently more than 200,000 Israelis living in settlements that are deemed illegal under international law in the Jerusalem area. Israel claims that Jerusalem remains their undivided capital. However, this is not recognized by any country internationally. Palestinians claim that the Israeli investment into a brand new police force in East Jerusalem al-Quds is there simply to control the Palestinian masses and apply unnecessary pressure onto the residents. In Al-Burn for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.